Diyor.
And joining me now in the KRVS studios are Lindsay Harris and Grant Higginbotham. They are with the Arts Academy here in Lafayette Parish, both based at Lafayette High, here to talk about their December production of the play 4,000 Miles. So it's nice to have you all here. I know that Lafayette High has put out some amazing productions. The theater department in the Arts Academy is very active, and I know there are a lot of amazingly talented students that are in the program and who have come out and either gone on to major or become involved in theater here in our community. So it's nice to have you all here. 4,000 Miles is being directed by Charlie Halfen Swain.
Yes.
She is directing the High School Arts Academy Theater Program now?
Or? Yes, she is. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, before we talk about the play particulars, maybe let our audience know about the program, the Arts Academy Theater Program. What's involved in it? What kinds of obligations do you have when you're a part of that program?
The Arts Academy itself mm-hmm. offers several classes that you can take, and that's your major.
Okay.
And we have choir, theater, piano, and I think guitar.
Is there a visual arts component as well?
They have actual arts, painting and all mm-hmm, that. Mm-hmm. They have that class that you can take. And being in the performing arts program, you have to take at least two classes every year until your senior year, and then you're allowed to take just one just to allow for students who have dual enrollment at mm-hmm. UL, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Well, especially with a lot of very talented people, you're probably are taking classes and starting to get into your college coursework already. So the program is it's designed for people who have strong interests and talents in a particular area, because that's a hard thing to start choosing what you're really interested in, whether it's a chorus, because it's not just like you're doing this sort of once a week as a club. This is something that you're quite committed to throughout the year. So how long have you been in the program, Lindsay?
I've been in the program for the past 4 years, and it's an excellent program. It really is.
All right. So you're a senior?
Yes,
In the Arts Academy. And Grant, what year are you?
I'm a senior also. But okay. I transferred to Lafayette High my sophomore year, so I've only been in the department for 3 years.
Okay. And how would you say that this program has helped you? What is it?
Tremendously. Mm-hmm. When I first started acting, it was about, I think that was eighth grade year. And so coming to Lafayette High and being in the theater department really helped me choose my career path.
Mm-hmm. Because they treat the subject very seriously mm-hmm. and professionally.
Yes.
Again, it isn't just a club or an extracurricular yeah. or something that you just take to fill your schedule. It's something you're really focused on, and they do treat it seriously. And they hire professionals
yes.
To teach these courses. I know that Charlie has done a lot of graduate work and has been away training. And so it's always so nice that they come back and share their skills with programs like this. So 4,000 Miles. Let's talk a bit about this play. Is it a play that you were familiar with before Charlie introduced it to you all?
No, it actually wasn't a play I was familiar with. It came out about 2 years ago on mm-hmm. Broadway, and we sat down and we read it, and we all absolutely just mm-hmm. fell in love with it. It's set in New York City, and it deals with Leo and his grandmother Vera, and Vera's about 92 years old, and she's suffering a little bit from dementia, and she's getting older, and Leo comes and stays with her, and they sort of have this relationship that sort of melds each other, and they sort of begin to bring each other out of their shells. Mm-hmm. So it's really sweet.
So are there only two characters in this play?
No, there are four characters. It's Leo, Vera, there's
Rebecca yes. and Amanda.
Okay, and on radio, you all couldn't see him pointing to himself for Leo and Lindsay for Vera. So Lindsay Harris, you play Vera, and Grant Higginbotham, you play Leo.
Yes.
And describe these characters. You said something about bringing them out of their shell. Mm-hmm. Maybe, Grant, tell us about Leo.
Leo's character is kind of he's this free-thinking, hippie, kind of new age, kind of that
the whole
philosophy.
Package.
Yeah, he's that whole vegetarian. He goes to community gardens and all that. And he...
And about how old is he?
I think he's like 21.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's had some trouble with his home life. And you find out that that is why he has showed up at Vera's place. And he's kind of lost himself in the past few months. Mm-hmm.
And so she's his grandmother.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So they are related. Mm-hmm. So describe Vera. You said a couple things about her. But...
Yes. Vera's 92 years old, and she's starting to lose her memory a little bit. And you start to see that throughout her character. And her husband died about 10 years ago, and she's still very much coping with that. And she really very much is alone in this New York apartment, and she doesn't really go out very much. So Leo really comes to her and sort of really brings her out of her shell and sort of mm-hmm. helps her a lot. So mm-hmm.
now, Leo, he's only 21 years old. He's just a few years older than
yes.
you, Grant, right now. Mm. But Vera at 92 is
yes, it's a
decades
big.
Older than you. What did you do to prepare for that character, Lindsay?
We did a lot of physicality work with her, walking and also like mindset and being able to understand that picking things up when you're 16, 17 years old is going to be different from picking up something when you're 92 years old, obviously. So it's a lot of the little things that really count to bring out her character.
Mm-hmm. And did you have to read a lot about or observe? Did she make you go and observe
yes,
older people?
Observing and also just like reading about dementia mm-hmm. and the causes and how you sort of begin to forget like little things and you can't finish your sentences and she starts to lose things all the time. So it was a lot of work for mm-hmm. in-depth analysis and everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think people listening right now can understand what we're talking about when we say this really is a professional mm-hmm. program that they're putting you through at the Arts Academy. So there are two other characters in addition to Vera and Leo. Who are those people?
Rebecca, we call her Beck in the mm-hmm. play. That's her nickname. Mm-hmm. And Rebecca is Leo's on and off kind of girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And she also lives in New York.
Mm-hmm. And she's studying at Columbia.
Yes. Oh, okay. And whenever Leo arrives in New York, they have this confrontation, and it plays out throughout the story.
Mm-hmm. One of the reasons he's lost.
Yes.
And who's the other character?
Amanda is a girl that he meets one night in New York, and they sort of kind of like become friends. And she's studying to be a designer at Parsons, and she's a really funny character. Mm-hmm. She really livens up the play a lot.
Yeah.
So it's a very New York play.
Yes.
I mean, just the things you're talking about, the you know Parsons and Columbia and mm-hmm. This community gardens that you're mentioning. Did you all do anything special to try to get into, I guess, the feeling of being from or living in New York? Anything you did special?
I've been to New York several okay. times, and it's mm-hmm. just like one of my favorite places in the world.
Okay.
And so like I think it was easy for me to kind of mm-hmm. just fall into that mm-hmm. mentality of – being in the city, mm-hmm. even though Leo's character is kind of, he's very not much a city person.
Right.
He doesn't mm-hmm. like the city, but there is a switch you see in him whenever he arrives in the city, and you can tell that he's kind of like learning to be in the city.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he hasn't grown up there his entire life.
No. Okay. Leo is from St. Paul in mm-hmm. Washington. Up in the northwest.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So very far away
yes.
from New York. So that's adding to his sense of whatever he's feeling mm-hmm. at during this play. So what was it that struck you all most? You said when you all read the play, when Charlie Helfenswein introduced it to you all, you really liked it a lot. What was it? Was it the characters? Was it the story?
A bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
I think the characters did play a lot into it, though, because they are extremely well-developed characters.
Mm-hmm.
And as an actor, to be able to see that and to say, yes, these characters are so well-developed, mm-hmm. it gives you something to build on.
And they are very, like, unconventional characters. They're kind of these, like, unique figures, and they all have very specific, like, qualities about them. So it's very interesting to play them and get to, like, learn as you develop the character.
Mm-hmm. I want to tell people who may just be tuning in, my guests are Lindsay Harris and Grant Higginbotham. They are both students at Lafayette High in the Arts Academy, in the Performing Arts Department, the Theater Department. Charlie Halfen-Swain is directing them in the play 4,000 Miles, which will be performed this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at Theater 810. Sometimes when I ask people about being in a play and what it is that attracts them to the play, characters, plot, they don't always talk about how it's written, because sometimes you're not thinking about that. You're thinking mm-hmm. already about seeing the play and seeing the characters. But some have also commented how much the quality of the writing helps them in being that character, mm-hmm. that it's not such a hard leap to become that character because the part is written so well.
It's
Do you find that with this play?
I think so.
I think it's very true. When you have a very well-written character, it's much easier for you as a person to delve into them because they become more like a person. Mm-hmm. And you can sort of recognize things that you've gone through that they've gone through as well. So,
mm-hmm. Right, because some plays that you read them and you can't really tell just reading the mm-hmm. words who the characters are. There's really no difference in nuance. But you really feel that your character, Grant, is well shaped through the words and
oh, yes.
what he says and how he says it.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. He's very specific in the lifestyle he has mm-hmm. and the way he thinks, you know. And you get some insight in on that. So it's very easy for me as an actor to become him.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever think, you mentioned that you do like New York City and you visited there mm-hmm. several times. Did you ever kind of fantasize about what it would be like if you moved there?
Oh,
what,
yes, all the time.
How it would...
yes.
Do you think you'd be a little lost at all or...?
I think maybe at first, just mm-hmm. kind of the sense of being in a new city, but... I mean, I've been there multiple times, like mm-hmm. I said, and just every time I go there, just I feel like I'm at home, mm-hmm. even though mm-hmm. I've been there like 3 times life.
Sounds like you find it a little more exhilarating than confusing. so is this play a romance, a comedy, a tragedy? What happens? Hard to tell.
Yes, I think it's
a little bit of
a little bit of everything, mm-hmm. really.
If we had to pick one, it's a drama. Like, it's very...
Okay. Very much a drama.
Mm-hmm, okay. But there's a lot of...
There is romance, and there is comedy, and there is some sad moments, too. Mm-hmm. So,
okay. So can you think of any other playwright or play that you've ever seen that it feels like? That you know of? Or? And, of course, the iconic New York playwright about talking about New Yorkers and Neil Simon.
Mm-hmm.
But
I was thinking a little Woody Allen, maybe?
Woody Allen.
A little bit.
A little Woody Allen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. And you're right. There is some seriousness and, mm-hmm. and you know, in that as well and mixed in with the comedy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So a little bit of everything. So
yeah.
we haven't given away the plot, but you've let us know about these very interesting characters. And again, it's directed by Charlie Halfen-Swain, who's also director of the Theater Arts Academy, which is based at Lafayette High. So have you all done dress rehearsal yet?
We are currently in our first week of rehearsals, like
our full week of
full
rehearsal
okay.
before the production.
Okay.
Yes.
And have y'all actually gotten into the theater 810
yes.
to
yes,
rehearse?
Yes.
All right. And what do y'all think of the space? How is that working?
Oh, it's a
for
wonderful
you?
I think it's
theater.
A wonderful space. I really do. I think it has like this sort of like intimacy with the audience mm-hmm. and everything. I think it's a great space.
Okay. Now it also is a small space. So, and I know that I'm sure you will have many friends and family that would like to see the play. So it's probably a good idea to. Do you have to buy tickets for it, or is it free?
Yes.
Yes.
It is?
You
have to buy tickets.
Yes. It's $10 for regular admission.
And $5 for students.
Okay. Now, can you purchase those online through the Theater 810 website, or how, do you have to get them at the door?
I believe you get them at the door.
Only at mm-hmm. the door. Okay. Well, people could call Theater 810 and just find out. They may have a little mm-hmm. more information. So it's only 2 nights, and there's mm-hmm. only about 50 seats in the theater. So if you'd like to see the play, you probably should call ahead just to see if you can reserve them ahead of time. Call Theater 810, which is in downtown Lafayette, 810 Jefferson Street. So call them and they can let you know if you need to reserve those tickets or if you can only get them at the door, then you might have to get there early and stand in line to make sure you get to see it. Again, my guests are Lindsay Harris, Grant Higginbotham. They are students in the Arts Academy here in Lafayette Parish, based at Lafayette High. They are in the play 4,000 Miles. Who is the author of the play?
Amy Herzog.
Amy Herzog. And it's being directed by Charlie Halfen-Swain. And I don't think we said the names of the other two actors.
Marlene McDonald and Ashley Grant.
And who do they play?
Marlene McDonald plays Amanda and Ashley Grant plays Rebecca.
Okay. And there is this one bit where Leo's character has a phone call with his sister, who is not actually in the play, but we do have the voice actress is Libby McNabb. Right. She's also in our class.
The voice talent. You cannot forget the voice talent.
No, yeah. Very important.
All right, Libby McNabb. Well, thank you both for coming by. And again, congratulations for being in this wonderful program. And I'm sure you all will have a production in the springtime. And we'll hope to have you all back at some point to talk about that production. 4,000 Miles. It will be this Friday and Saturday at Theater 810. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.